That's Floyd with some very special guests, musicians of world-class nature that are far too proud
that?
To say they played on that, so we'll just leave Sam's name off that. We have Chick McGee. He's still lingering at the Quality Drivers sports desk.
What year is it? Do we still have to have wires on our headphones? Can't we, can't we do something? I just got them tangled up, and it irritated me.
We could probably get some, but then
you can get Bluetooth headphones if you really want.
Can you get them for here? You can't get them for here.
Sure, you can.
Can you? Do they have a plug that you plug into the headphone jack, and that plug itself transmit a Bluetooth signal?
They have that for the receiver. iPods. I'm sure they could get one.
I like headphones that don't mess with my hair.
Oh my God!
At last, a topic we can sink our teeth in.
Well, we had a fellow that used to visit the show quite regularly. Yes, I believe he was a bass player.
He would wear his headphones the way Guy Fieri wears his glasses.
What?
I mean, like, he wears his glasses still on top of his head.
No.
Christopher Roman had his own. He brought them in and he wore them.
Under his chin is where the head thing was.
Guy Fieri wears his glasses. He puts them on backwards. You've never seen that?
No. Are you talking about the cooking guy?
Guy Fieri. It's spelled Fieri. It's Fieri, you illiterate.
I don't think it's Fieri.
It is. He's been sitting in that chair, you moron.
It is.
He wears his glasses like this. So you put them in the back of your head.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
As a general rule, when I see that out in public, I say that's a human being I never want to speak to.
That's being pretty judgmental.
And by the way, I'm starting to come around on the backward hat thing. Someone explained to me over the weekend that sometimes, and this makes sense, if you're out in the sun, your back of your neck gets sunburned. So if you turn your hat around, the bill covers the back of your neck.
That was their excuse?
Yes. At the time, it sounded very... Mm-hmm. It was illuminating.
Plausible.
At the time.
Just as long as you're... So if the sun is in back of you, as you're shoveling manure...
My point is, you can get headphones like that.
I need them.
As you're reporting to the trash company. Things aren't going well for Jay Cutler and the Bears these days. Although they won yesterday, Jay Cutler especially fussy during the first quarter of the game against the Vikings. The game was stopped for a Mike Zimmer challenge flag.
Flag, please.
It was an honest mistake. Flag. The play, a Cutler fumble, would stand as an incomplete pass, but he was still furious that he couldn't run the next play. He throws the ball behind him. He starts yelling at the referees, and they don't do anything.
Tantrum?
He was throwing the tantrum. Why can't people just... You won't see me throwing a tantrum. You won't see me losing my temper.
Mm-hmm.
Will you?
Oh, you mean constantly and every day? No, not at all.
They still won yesterday, right?
And the Bears still won yesterday. You know what? And that's sports, if you're going to be that way about it.
It'd be what way?
You know, it's a wonder. I haven't said that before.
What?
Well, if you're going to be that way about it. Because he's that way a lot.
Sports is over?
Sports is over. Masking, I
gotta
get ready.
Bulletins as they happen. And remember, Jose Canseco, the most amazing man in the world.
That's sports. Thank you very much, Chick McGee. At the Quality Drivers Sports Desk, Christy Lee has her scarf on. A little chilly over there, are you?
Maybe a little bit.
Okay.
It was a busy snowy weekend for
Little Christy,
girl.
You were out in Iowa?
Yes, and wonderful shows in Des Moines and Cedar Rapids.
I was in Iowa, too.
Thank you for coming out, everybody. But I do need to give a shout-out to a lovely lady who works for... Because you always hear the bad things about people, you know, when things go wrong. This woman, Delta Airlines, had a problem with my flight leaving Des Moines yesterday. And the lady at the gate, her name was Tammy. And if you know Tammy and you live in Des Moines, please pat her on the back. I was flying incognito. She didn't know who I was, but she did a remarkable job and was very, very polite and nice in a situation where most people could be really angry.
Well, as long as we're doing this, I'd like to thank the Avis Rental Car Company. You know, it was funny. I was just I was telling a friend of mine last week. She made my breakfast, and I told her. She said, "What do you do when I'm not around?" And I said, "Well, I do very well. Thank you very much."
And she worked for Avis?
And then, no, but then...
I'm sorry.
To further illustrate the fact that I don't do very well, I forgot my iPad in my rental car at the airport, and I called Avis, and they found it, and I ran over and picked it up. So, thank you very much, Avis.
Hope they downloaded some of the good stuff. Okay, Christy, over to you.
You think they do that?
Do you have good stuff on there?
No, there's no good stuff.